This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A growing number of local governments in Wisconsin are getting behind a private loan program that helps homeowners and businesses install energy-efficient and renewable energy devices. The trend comes as the federal government is backing away from international efforts to save energy and reduce emissions that contribute to climate change. Chuck Kornbach reports.
The path to big improvements in energy efficiency often starts in the basement, and that's true at the former Wally Schmidt Tavern near downtown Milwaukee. Developer Julie Kaufman heads down the stairs to talk about what's happened since her coalition of investors bought the foreclosed building 18 months ago.
We inherited basically ineffective, unusable dinosaur stuff that was from like the 1930s. And what you can see now here in the basement is a super energy efficient furnace, which provides effective heating to the building at a much more delivery efficiency.
Kaufman next points to a new, more efficient water heater. The three-story building also has upgraded windows, LED lighting, more insulation, and a green roof. Kaufman says the improvements cost about $150,000, or about 20% of the overall project price tag.
In the scheme of things, the incremental value to get the greater efficiency was not a huge leap, but it was certainly a strain on the project, and having this kind of financing really closed that piece of the gap so we could do the efficiency and do it well from the beginning.
The financing Kaufman mentions comes through the Milwaukee version of a national initiative called PACE, or Property Assessed Clean Energy. The program requires $1 in energy savings for every dollar invested. Nicole Robin is with the Milwaukee lending firm PACE Equity. Robin says there's always some uncertainty when you give out money.
Given the fact that the building had been foreclosed and was, you know, vacant for a while, I think there's some risk in there. But we believe in Julie as a developer. We believed in the mission of the revitalization of this building. We saw what systems she was putting in place, so we saw the energy efficiency.
Julie Kaufman will use her annual energy savings of about $10,000 to pay the loan back over up to 20 years through a special assessment on her property tax bill. The city of Milwaukee then sends PACE Equity the money. The city's environmental sustainability director, Eric Schambarger, says 8 redevelopment projects worth $13 million have used PACE. He says the program is both a great way to revive historic buildings and address climate change.
Regardless of what you feel about the politics of all this, we're helping building owners cut waste and become more efficient and invest in the building itself rather than something that's as ephemeral as energy.
The energy efficiency investments also pay off with some customers. On the first floor of the former Wally Schmidt's, there's now a restaurant called The Tandem. Diner Venus Williams says the food is great, and so is the building going green.
Everything matters in this community, the people, how we honor sun and moon and all of the natural resources that are available to us, how we recycle and reuse and rebuild.
Milwaukee was the first Wisconsin community to start using PACE in 2013. State legislation passed a few years ago made a slightly different version of the program available elsewhere, and 18 counties now have PACE, with 4 signing on in just the last 2 months. UW Extension Energy Program Manager Sherry Gruder acknowledges 3/4 of Wisconsin counties still aren't in the program, but she thinks she knows why.
You can't become a part of it unless you've passed a resolution. So, you know, the wheels of government turn slowly.
Gruder helped spread the word about PACE and other local financing options for saving energy during a workshop at last weekend's Midwest Renewable Energy Fair near Stevens Point. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.